This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues attacks across Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants across Gaza, including in parts of the devastated north that the military said it had cleared months ago. Neighboring Egypt has issued its strongest objection yet to Israel's growing offensive on the southern city of Rafah, saying it intends to formally join South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. Rafah is viewed as the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as well as Hamas's last stronghold. Israel says it must invade to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages taken in the October 7 attack that sparked the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Monday President Joe Biden's administration does not view the killings of Palestinians in Gaza by Israel and its war with Hamas as genocide. Sullivan said the United States wants to see Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, defeated. He also expressed concern about reports of Israeli settlers attacking a humanitarian aid convoy on its way to Erez Crossing in northern Gaza, the second such incident in less than a week. U.S. military assistance from a multi-billion dollar aid bill passed by Congress last month is already on the ground in Ukraine, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Monday.
I don't want to suggest that all $1 billion worth of equipment is on the battlefield, but what you will see is a steady flow week by week. It's not like we've got to wait well out into the future before stuff starts getting delivered.